M2, Text 1. The students in your class have been studying different forms of dance. You have chosen to talk to the class about the type of dance you saw while you were on holiday. This is what you say.
Okay.
I recently went to China for a holiday, and I want to tell you about an unusual sight I saw, which was groups of older women dancing together in the open air. The dance is called Guangju Wu. It's now a popular form of exercise, with millions of elderly women across the country gathering at night in public squares to dance. The women dance to a variety of music, mostly popular Chinese songs. This hobby began in the mid-1990s, as women who had retired wanted to keep active. They gather in town squares, sometimes in extremely large groups. The dancing has become the subject of some debate. In urban areas, there have been complaints about the noise as the dancers congregate in the late evening or early morning. Residents of the apartment blocks around the city squares complain of being disturbed by the music when they are trying to sleep. Some people have suggested that there should be rules about permissible dance times and the volume of music. One Chinese newspaper reports that these regulations will help to keep the dancers on the right track so that the dances can be performed in a socially responsible way. However, these suggestions have been met with widespread criticism. Some residents have complained that the rules wouldn't do enough to address noise issues. While dancers insist that they should be free to choose their own music and practice times, one woman who has been dancing with over 100 other women in the square near her home told me, "Dancing is your leisure time pursuit, and it is entirely up to the individual to decide when and how to do it. Why should other people get involved?" There's likely to be much more discussion about this new pastime among members of the public.